Oh God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, for you are our rock and our redeemer. Amen. This is a story about power, a story of two kings, Christ and Herod, a story of two cities, Bethlehem, city of David, birthplace of Jesus, born in an unknown corner to unknown everyday people, and Jerusalem, a holy city, place of prophecy, site of the temple, and royal city, site of Herod's throne, puppet king of the Roman Empire. A story of two kinds of power juxtaposed next to each other to make the difference between them plain. The text of Matthew 2 is written as a chiasm, which is a literary device that repeats words and grammatical structures in reverse order, creating a sort of mirror image of text. It puts contrasting perspectives in parallel structures using similar phrasing. The author here in Matthew is using it to juxtapose the very different powers at play in the story, with the Magi right in the middle, discerning what power they will pay homage to. The text starts out in the time of King Herod. Herod the Great ruled from 37 to 4 BCE/CE, and he was a violent, volatile demagogue whose despotic rule was marked by security measures that limited the lives and freedoms of the people he ruled over. He was a deeply insecure ruler. He used secret police to monitor and report on the public's feelings about him. He suppressed protests through violent and coercive means. He spent lavish sums on building projects, funded by a tax system that heavily burdened the Judean people. And he held his power with a violent anxiety, the smallest threat triggering a murderous response. And the smallest threat arrived in the form of a newborn baby. And the Magi, these magicians from the east, come to Jerusalem, seeing the star from afar, thinking they would find the king at the seat of power. They go to Jerusalem. They visit Herod, and assuming that he is in charge, they ask him, "Where is the child who has been born king of the Jews? For we observed his star in the east and have come to pay him homage." But Herod did not know about any child king. He hears a threat to his power and becomes frightened, the ruler of a whole people, trembling at the news of an infant. And as Herod trembles, the text reads, "So too do the people of Jerusalem, for they know too well what he will do when he senses a threat to his power." And Herod gathers up the priests and the scribes, asking them where the Messiah would be born. There could be no greater threat to Herod than one who would rule with the one thing he lacked, heavenly authority. And the priests quote words from the prophet Micah to him, which turns his gaze southward toward Bethlehem. Herod sends the Magi to find the newborn king, and this time they obey. The Magi approach Bethlehem and the child, and there, overwhelmed with joy, they kneel down, paying homage to the Christ child, offering their gifts. These Magi, these men from the east, they were powerful men. Some accounts say they were kings, and they bowed down, fell prostrate, they worshiped at the feet of a peasant child, an infant. The wisdom in them pointed them toward the manger as the locus of power, toward the infant's mother who sang not so long before of the hungry being filled and the rich sent away empty, of a God who deposed the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. At the sight of this fragile, tender child, there these kings worshiped. Wisdom led them to see that it is in the little ones, not the mighty, where the glory of God will be revealed. This is a story about power. The tyrant king Herod and the Christ child, juxtaposed in narrative to make the choice clear, with the wise ones right in the middle, deciding to whom they will give their allegiance. Our world is not written in chiasm. There's no narrative structure delineating the powers at play. Far more gray areas and ambiguity than this story of the wise ones, the ones who deceived and disobeyed Herod. Our lives are not always written with such obvious good guys and bad guys. And yet, it is here, in our real lives, where the question of the wise one falls to each of us. To whom will you pay homage? Will you kneel at the powers of the tyrant kings? Will you willingly do their bidding? Will you sit and watch as they carry out their agendas of discord and retribution? Or will you kneel down, lay prostrate, present your gifts to the Christ child? Will you willingly disobey direct orders from on high when you know they will threaten the vulnerable? Will you lay your gifts at the feet of the only king worthy of your worship, not the mighty one on the throne, but the baby in the manger? Perhaps our world is not so different from theirs after all. Tyrant kings anxiously, violently grasping for power at any cost. Hope a sort of distant memory. Days that seem to just go on, chaos swirling around us and within us. And perhaps we have convinced ourselves that we are in this on our own, that help is not coming, that Jesus born once will not visit us again, that this is all there is and all that ever shall be. But Christ is still coming into this world, in the places where he always promised he would be, with the poor and the grieving, with the vulnerable and the meek, with the incarcerated and the hungry, with those who have no water to drink and no hand to hold. Tyrant kings still walk among us. Christ still makes himself known when we look not to the high places, but to the lowly ones and the wise ones. Well, I'm afraid that's us. Us every day, poised with a choice and choosing every day to whom we will pay homage, choosing every day where we will lay our gifts, choosing every day which power we will answer to, choosing every day to allow tyrant kings to reign with impunity or daring to interrupt their plans. None of us signed up to be wise ones, I assume. None of us auditioned for such a role, but here church is where we find ourselves, and the choices are ours. May the wisdom in us lead us to the manger day after day after day. May it beckon us to offer our best gifts and our very selves to Emmanuel, God with us. And may the wisdom within us send us home by another road. May God help us. Amen.